I will reading for the week. Those of you who are chuckling know what I'm referring to. Not the greatest group of psalms for opening a Sunday morning message, right? Not hardly. So then I decided to go to the New Testament. Whoops! Didn't get too much better. Then I went to the Old Testament. Oh, my. So, what did I come up with? In Hebrews, you don't have to turn to these. I'm going to read them quickly. But it's in chapter 9, about verse 15. The writer says, how much more the blood of Christ cleans up our whole lives, inside and out. Through the Spirit, Christ offered himself as an unblemished sacrifice, freeing us from all those dead-end efforts to make ourselves respectable so that we can live all out for God. And as we went through the Old Testament, we saw that they kept failing over and over and over, and they needed those blood sacrifices, right?
Right.
But as we look at ourselves as Christians today, how many of you are perfect all the time? If the Old Testament law and the sacrifices were in effect now, how many of you would have to be killing lambs regularly, right? Or doves or whatever, right? Thank God for the precious blood of Jesus sacrificed once and for all for you and I, that we might live it all out for God, that we might live for him and breathe for him and be in him. Then I ran over to Hebrews 10:10. He set aside the first order to enact the new plan, God's way, by which we are made fit for God by the once-for-all sacrifice of Jesus. You and I don't have to make ourselves fit. We need to accept the fitness that God provided for us. Mm-hmm. We need to humble ourselves by saying we are not fit. That is so simple. I don't make the grade. But I am glad Jesus Christ made the grade for me. Amen? And we need to go on and walk in the resurrection power that has been birthed into us by the power of the Holy Spirit and what Jesus did for us. So, in conclusion, they did it wrong over and over and over again, but they didn't have the blood sacrifice of Jesus and the Holy Spirit breathing down on their lives like we have today. Amen. So let's stand, and I'm reaching way back from the first of the week, Psalm 73, and we're going to only say one phrase, and here it is. But as for me, I get as close to him as I can. Do you?
Yes.
Amen. Let's continue to get as close to him as we can, because then we'll be in the right group at the right time in the right place. Amen. And we're going to encourage one another to do so.
That's right.
Ah, Lord God, you are so powerful, and you have done so much for us. Let's sing about it.